Hi there. You're about to enjoy a recording from Wellspring Church in central Watford. You may have found us via our website, wellspring-church.org. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. But even better, why not come to one of our services in one of our congregations? We would love to meet you and encourage you along your journey of faith. With that in mind, do know that we are praying for you, that as you listen to this recording, you'll be inspired, encouraged, challenged, given keys to live life to the full as Jesus intended, and to bring transformation with his amazing love to the people around you. God bless you.
And that's how Jesus is describing our Heavenly Father. He's describing him as good, as kind, as generous, as having no favourites. So our young people are going to be sharing some testimonies today of what God's done in their lives. And when we're sharing testimonies, we don't just mean like the wild, crazy things, although they're testimonies and they're cool, but they're just going to be sharing something of what God's doing in their life, something of how they've experienced God. This whole year we're doing about identity. We're asking God to reveal to the young people who he is, who they are in him, and what it means to have a relationship with God, what it means just to day-to-day walk out that relationship with God. So as they're sharing testimonies, I think sometimes if we're honest, when we hear testimonies, we can be like, oh, that's cool, that's what God's doing in your life. But the word tells us that Jesus says the testimony of Jesus is the... No, that's in Revelation. In Revelation, the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So when they're sharing their testimonies, there is an anointing, an authority on their lives to prophesy that into being for your lives, to foretell it into your life, to foretell it into your life. So as they're sharing, just have that open heart, have that open mind, be expectant. And anything you hear of what they share, if it's just their relationship with God, if it's something God's done in their life, just pull on God's heartstrings. Be like, Dad, I know you're good. I know you're kind. I know you're generous. What you've done for one, you'll do for me. And just ask for him. So anything they're sharing, they're not just going to share, they're then going to pray for you. So be excited, be expectant, and be ready to receive everything that they've got. So yeah, let's just crack on. So, and as we said earlier, we'd love you to honour our young people. So honour looks like keeping your hearts open and ready to receive, but honour also looks like cheering and loving on them. So yeah, let's make some noise for Matthew Lee. So Matthew, how old are you?
12.
And what is your pet peeve?
When the younger sibling gets special rules in board games.
Oh,
wow.
That's, one of the benefits of being the younger siblings, I guess. You get to get the special rules. So, Matthew, what is God doing in your life? What do you want to share?
So, I've got three things that I've written down that God has specifically spoken to me about in the last two terms. Because I try and read the Bible every day, and before I read the reading plan, I read through the books Proverbs, Philippians, Ephesians, Galatians, 1, 2 and 3 John, 1 and 1 Thessalonians.
Oh my word.
Set the bar high.
Well, yeah.
When I try and read, I try and pick out a key verse and then write that down, and I look through them once in a while. So the first one I was going to talk about is throughout Proverbs, I felt God calling out to me, saying that when you learn, you gain more knowledge, which then in turn helps you thrive in life. I found this in Proverbs 2, verse 6 to 7. It is the Lord who gives wisdom. From him comes knowledge and understanding. He provides help and protection for the righteous. This encouraged me to carry on reading the Bible so I could learn more about God. The second main thought that the Holy Spirit gave me was when I was reading Galatians 1:15. But God in his grace chose me before I was born and called me to serve him. This reminded me about how special I and unique I am in God's eyes.
Come on.
And finally, the third thought I had was when I read Genesis. It was God is always with us, and even what the enemy means for evil, he turns it for our good. Yeah. So this is the ending part of Genesis with Joseph in chapter 50. You plotted evil against me, but God turned it into good. I felt this relates to me because even when things look bleak, sometimes at school, I know that something good is going to come out of it.
Wow.
Oh, come on, people. Oh, my days. 3.7. Wow.
Wow. I mean, that's incredible. I don't think I have any follow-up questions, Jude.
Did you get all that? Yeah, no, it's really good.
But what... So as you've read, what helps you in reading the Bible in being expectant to receive from it? What helps you to really encounter it, not just as a book? Yeah, what helps you when you're reading the Bible?
Like to pray afterwards to feel like God, if he's trying to say anything to me. because that helps me understand what the passage was about. Wow, if it's a bit tough.
Love it. So there's a lot in there, which is amazing. God's clearly doing some cool work in your life. So I'd just love you to pray for everyone. Pray however you feel led. But I think we would all love to encounter the word in that way, to be expectant and excited to receive, and for it not just to be instructions or reading, but actually to really get revelation of God and to see it as, yeah, as a way of encountering him. So I think it would be great if you could pray for that for everyone as well.
Please, Lord Jesus, may help people to understand that no one's special, well, everyone's special in God's eyes, but no one's particularly special. He has no favourites, and things that's happened in other people's lives can happen in yours as well. Yeah. So may you help them to have a revelation about you when they're reading the Bible and to help them carry on reading the Bible.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's hear it for Matthew.
Woo! Thank you, Matthew. Okay, not to be confused, but I'm going to welcome up another Matthew. Matthew Field, come on, Matt. Big up. Okay, Matt, so how old are you?
I'm 14.
14, okay. And what is your pet peeve? What gets on your nerves?
So basically, when I see people I haven't seen for a while and they come up to me and say, oh, wow, you've grown.
Wow. I just think that's harsh because you're growing all the time. I'm sorry, man. Fantastic. Okay, Matt, what would you like to share with us as a family? That what's God been doing in your life showing you that you'd like to share prophetically into these guys' lives?
So I want to share about God's patience. See, even when you're praying and praying and you may see that there's no change instantly, you need to believe that God's timing is right and he has perfect timing. And in the Bible, it says God makes all things beautiful in his timing. Yeah. So that you just need to trust that he's working behind the scenes and something's going to happen.
Fantastic. Amazing again. So, Matt, do you mind just, like, you don't have to go into detail, but anything particular, like, in your life where you felt that actually God's helped you realise, like, it's in his hands, the timing's in his hands, or he's helped you just be patient over something because you can trust in him?
Just in small things, like even in school, when you're praying and you may see that nothing's happening, but eventually in the long term, you can see what he's done and stuff like that. Yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Matt. Okay, so, you can keep on clapping if you want. We've been looking at this in Pride a bit as well, just looking at the character and nature of God and how he's actually slow to anger and rich in love. And so I think it would be amazing if you wouldn't mind just praying what you've sensed of God's patience over us as well, Lord, so that we can be patient, but also to know God is patient with us, okay? So don't worry, God is patient with you. And because of his patience, we are enabled to be like God and be patient with the situations or circumstances, or dare I say it, with people around us.
Yes, dear God, I pray that you will reveal your patience to us, everyone here today, and that we will be patient with you as well, and know that your timing is always perfect. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Give it up for Matt, people.
Cool, let's hear from David.
Give it up, give it up.
So, David, how old are you?
13.
And what is your pet peeve?
I agree with Matt, but apart from that, bias refs.
Bias refs. Is that like a particular painful incident that's coming to mind?
No, most matches.
Keep praying for the refs, guys. So, David, what do you want to share of God?
So I've had eczema since I've been really young, and ever since I've known God as my father, I've been praying a lot. And so recently, last week, my friend told me about a situation when God showed him a sign, and I felt that I really wanted a sign just to tell me that God hadn't forgotten me. And I was urged one night to open my Bible, and I went to the Psalms, and I found a highlighted page and a highlighted verse. And it said, how long, Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and day after night have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? Look on me and answer, Lord, my God. Give me light in my eyes or I'll sleep in death. And my enemy will say, I have overcome him and my foes will rejoice when I fall. But I trust in your unfailing love, and my heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing the Lord's praise, for he has been good to me. And that came so vivid at the time, and it was so vital to me to know that God hadn't forgotten me, and through all my struggles and all my hard times, that he is still there, and that he hasn't forgotten you in any of your situations.
Love it.
Amazing.
Let's clap that. Yeah. That's incredible, and I'm just so encouraged by just hearing how your... that reading the word is developing your relationship with God, that you're excited and expectant to hear from him. Actually, the Bible isn't, yeah, it's not just a how-to, but actually it really brings you in deeper relationship with God. So that's, I think, again, that's just something that we all want. Through this experience and through reading that and discovering that, is there anything about God's nature that you feel you've particularly learned, anything about his character that's just really come alive to you?
Also similar with Matt's, just perfect timing when you need it most. He may not give it instantly, and when you need it most, he's going to deliver. And he allows things to happen to you for a reason, and in his own time, things will come out and will work. So it's all about his timing and his will. So
amazing. And I think that's all a message that we all need to hear. And it may not be now, but kind of something in the future, like life happens. And know that kind of from the prayers today, you can have an anointing and authority in that, in terms of receiving that peace and that goodness and that God's timing and that certainty of knowing he's kind and he'll come through for you, as he has done for David and for all of the youth. So yeah, it'd be great if you could just pray into that, however you feel led.
Yeah, Lord, thank you that in your timing things will happen, Lord. And thank you that at times when we need it most, you will come through and you will prevail, Lord. And show us things that we need to in the different moments, Lord, and have your way, and encourage everyone to trust in him no matter what. And thank you that you never forget us and you never leave us alone. You're always by our side. Amen.
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 That's great for David.
Fantastic. Nice one, David. All right, and we're going to welcome up Paul. So, Paul, if you'd like to come on up, and everybody, let's welcome Paul. Fantastic. Okay, Paul, how old are you?
17.
So, Paul is 17, and what is your pet peeve? What gets on your nerves?
So, mine is when my mum watches.
Wow, okay.
So, most people nowadays have HD TV, and my mum... I walk in the room and my mum will be watching it on the normal channel. So then, yeah. So that gets on my nerves. And then I'll change the channel. And then what gets on my nerves the most is she'll be like, oh, it's the same thing. And I'm like, it's clearly not.
HD people, that's the life we want. Okay, fantastic. Maybe just get her eyes tested or something. I don't know. Yeah, first world problem, that is true. Okay, and Paul, would you care to share kind of a bit of your story recently? Like, what's God been putting on your heart, sharing about himself or revealing to you?
So God's been revealing to me that he's just faithful in all things, and we can see him in all things, because sometimes you might be expecting God to make a massive change. Like, I pray for him big things, but then he also does small things in your life. Like, even this week, I just paid before my driving test just to take away all my nerves, and then I just felt calm, passed the test. So, yeah. So it's like, obviously it's good when he can do impossible things, and then you get big 5-hour testimonies on the stage, but he can also do that. Yeah, so you just have to be faithful and expect him just to, in your daily life, he'll do stuff for you every day.
Fantastic. Let's give a round of applause. So also in Pride, I've had the privilege of sharing some more of your story with you. And I just would like to ask, if you wouldn't mind, because there's some things that are quick, and there's some things where you may still feel that you're going through it, or it's just been long and it's been a challenge, it's been tough. Would you mind sharing a bit about your life where it's been a bit tough? We talked about that last week.
Cool. So in my football, I've had a lot of injuries, and it's just been tough because I've just kept praying, and then there's been times when I'll get injured and then I'll be happy to be back, and then I'll just get injured again. So I just keep staying strong and praying to the Lord, and because I know that it will all work out well. Like, even though I may see at the time it may seem tough, and I might think, why am I injured? Like, why does it have to be me? Yeah. It's just I know I keep faith in God because I know that at the end of the road, it's all gonna work out well. So yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Paul. That was fantastic. Yeah. I'm sure a lot of us can relate to the why me question, hey, but, you know, we can get through this. So, Paul, it would be really great if you could pray something over us of that kind of revelation of, what God has touched you in your life that he would do the same for us as well, because there's people out here who are hungry and asking that question, why me?
Yeah, dear God, thank you for everything you do for us. Mm. Thank you that you can do impossible things, yeah, but also just small things every day. Lord, I pray that you'll help everyone here see you every day in everything they do and be grateful to you because of what you've done for us on the cross and what you continue to do for us. Amen.
Amen. Give it up for Paul, everyone. Strong.
Oh, let's hear it for Itahan.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Woo.
So, Itahan, how old are you?
12.
And what annoys you?
Probably when I haven't finished writing something down and the teacher rubs everything off.
Oh no. So we're coming back.
Scarred adults out there.
The pain is real. So what do you want to share? What's God been doing in your life?
Even though you think God's not here, he's actually there watching over you. This is found in the prodigal son.
Yeah.
Love it. Is there anything particularly you want to share kind of from that, what it was in the prodigal son?
Normally, after I finish doing an exam, like not a mini test, but like a big exam, I normally pray over the tests. So most of the time I actually get a good mark.
Love it. I think we all need to receive that. The power of prayers.
So Itahan, this is fantastic. I didn't realise you were coming out, so this is good. Caught me off guard. But in terms of like our time together in Pride over the last few couple of terms, what would you say, you know, God's always there. How has God been there for you in like an occasion in like the last few months and stuff?
He's been helping me through life, difficulties and all that stuff.
Fantastic. Let's give him a round of applause. Okay, so, whoa, we need that blessing in our hands. So if you wouldn't mind just praying over us when we feel like we're alone, that, you know, we know we're not alone, that God is there.
Dear God, I pray that you touch our hearts and we know that you're there watching over us.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Give it up. Thank you, Itahan. And finally, are you right? Yes, we have one more. Let's give it up for Tim, who's also been serving on the sound desk. Tim. Okay, fantastic. Oh, gosh. I've got the Bible, got the word prepared. Okay, I know, right? Okay. So, Tim, hi, everyone. This is Tim. So, how old are you?
16.
16, fantastic. And what is something that gets on your nerves?
Very catchy music. annoyingly catchy music.
Oh, yes. No worship songs in there at all. No, hallelujah, and all that, no. Okay, fantastic. All right, so Tim, do you mind sharing a little bit about what God's been doing in your life or sharing to you or revealing to you? It'd be great just to share that with us all.
Yeah, so I was praying at one point, just in my room, and then I felt that God wanted me to read a verse, and it was Psalm 34.
Just find it.
Thirty-two, sorry. Happy are those whose sins are forgiven, whose wrongs are pardoned. Happy is the one whom the Lord does not accuse of doing wrong and who is free from all deceit. When I did not confess my sins, I was worn out from crying all day long. Day and night you punished me, Lord. My strength was completely drained, as moisture is dried up by the summer heat. Then I confessed my sins to you. I did not conceal my wrongdoings. I decided to confess them to you, and you forgave all my sins. So all you loyal people should pray to you in times of need. And when a great flood of trouble comes rushing in, it will not reach them, and you are my hiding place, and you will save me from trouble. I sing aloud of your salvation because you protect me. The Lord says, I will teach you the way you should go. I will instruct you and advise you. Don't be stupid like a horse or a mule, which must be controlled with a bit and bridle. The wicked will have to suffer, but those who trust in the Lord are protected by his constant love. You that are righteous, be glad and rejoice because of what the Lord has done for you. You that obey him, shout for joy. And then when I finished reading that, I had this vivid picture of God in my head as like, and me in his arms, and he's just cuddling me. And he just completely loves me, and he wants to keep me safe. Yeah. And it breaks his heart if you like want to live for yourself, because he just wants to keep you safe in his arms.
Amazing, guys, fantastic. Wow. Yeah, I think we would like that revelation afresh, even if we've experienced that before. So, Tim, would you do us an amazing honour and privilege of praying that over us as well?
Dear Lord, I just pray that you'd let everyone know that you love them and you want to keep them safe, and that your love is just so strong, and that everyone needs to know your love, because if they know your love, then they will have no more worries and they will fully be healed. And I just pray that everyone would know you more. Amen.
Amen. Give it up for Tim. Thank you very much, Tim. Get back on that sound desk. Fantastic. Okay. So we're going to respond to this now. The youth band, the G Squad, not something else. The band are coming up. And I just want to encourage you, all these young people and all the people we've been leading, we've been encouraging them to welcome Jesus into their everyday life. And as we come to respond, why not just open up? Why not, in the worship, concentrate on that thing you're calling out for, that you need God's intervention in, or you just need to God to show you that? Why not make this a chance to invite God in? Don't be like the religious leaders who are like jealous. Oh, that's going on over there. I want that for me. This is for you. This is for every one of us. And I welcome you into having a chance to give God all of your lives through this next part of the service. So
thanks so much for listening to this recording. We hope it's encouraged you, challenged you, and more than anything, that you've been aware of the voice of God and the presence of Jesus with you wherever you've been listening to this recording. Hey, if you have a testimony of what God is doing in your life and how he's speaking to you that you'd like to share with us, we'd love to hear from you. Just email admin@wellspring-church.org. Do get in touch. We can't wait to hear from you. And may God be near you and his peace be yours for the remainder of this day. In Jesus' name, amen.